Hello. Over here. Good evening. Sorry about the, you know, this place. I don't know what I expected, but it was something higher class than this. You'll have to forgive me. Oh, you've been here before then. At least you knew what to expect, I suppose. It'd be worse if this was an unpleasant surprise for us both, not just me. I got you a drink in already. I hope that's not too presumptuous of me. There wasn't much to choose from. It was mead, ale, wine, or milk. I hope I made the right choice. Good. Well, at least the drink's okay. Yeah, not bad. thanks for... God, why am I saying thanks? Thanks for coming out with me, anyway. Yeah, you know, it's hard to meet new people in a new city, especially one like this. I've not been here long, so I don't really know my way around. 3 days. Yeah, that's it so far. You're the first person I've really talked to. I mean, I'm here with a small group of people, we're travelling together, but I wouldn't exactly call them my friends. When we're not working, we don't spend a whole lot of time together. Just isn't like that. Yeah. Thank you for selling me that blade, by the way. It was a lucky thing that I bumped into your stall in the market. Yours seemed to be the only one selling actual weapons, not shiny little trinkets. Everybody else was just selling toys, really. I mean, some of them were literally meant for decoration. Others were... And I guess they were intended to be used in some kind of way, but... I know a crappy blade from a mile away. They'd last a few days tops in a serious situation. All the signs are usually obvious. Some of them are heavy and imbalanced. They'd be no good in a proper fight. You wouldn't be able to move quickly and precisely enough. Others were... obviously already second-hand and already dinged up. There'll be micro-cracks all over the place. They could break after the first strike, for all you know. I saw plenty of loose cross-guards, too. They're only for decoration, really. The best among them were still mass-produced and made without any real care. You could tell from the lack of... But... Wait. You're testing me, aren't you? Of course. You knew all that already. You were the only true smith of the lot, as far as I could tell. Or at least, you knew enough about what makes a decent blade to only stock the good stuff. Tell me, which is it? Are you a smith? Do you make the blades yourself? Or do you just know what stock to buy and what to steer clear of? Good. Thought as much. Those muscles are yours. You wouldn't be built like that purely from buying and selling. Those come from swinging a hammer and working the forge all day. I respect it. Yeah, where I'm from, people work hard. Everybody does. But here, in this city, I don't know. Seems like a lot of people are out to manipulate you into buying junk while doing as little work as they can get away with. I guess they're merely doing what they have to get by, but still. I'll always value honest craft over that. So, it's nice to meet someone like you here. I'm glad we struck up conversation. Oh, me? I'm just passing through, really. I don't know how long I'll be in town for. Depends on... Well, it depends on things I can't really control. Work stuff, you know. Nah, it's pretty boring. Not worth talking about, honestly. Just involves a lot of travelling. No, I'm not a travelling salesman. Do I seem like that type of person? It's... Okay, it's a little more interesting than that. Perhaps I undersold myself. We're not really supposed to, you know, we're not meant to tell people. Well, because if any old stranger finds out, it could compromise my ability to do my work, if you know what I mean. You don't. You don't know what I mean. Shit. Fuck it. You're not going to tell anyone, are you? And you're not one of them. I don't think you're one of them. You don't have the vibe. Or the smell. Can I trust you? Aye. I reckon I can and all. Alright. I'm a hunter. There. I said it. No. No, not that kind of hunter. That would be very, anticlimactic after that build-up if I was literally just hunting rabbits every day, wouldn't it? No, I don't hunt rabbit or deer. I'm after bigger, stronger game than that. Hardly game at all, really. Every day, I risk my life doing what I do. And I have to travel across the realm sometimes in pursuit of my prey. That's what I'm doing now. Moving as a pack with my fellow hunters. Are you sure you want to know what I hunt? It's not for the faint of heart, it's grisly stuff. Okay. I'm a werewolf hunter. You know, I'm used to people looking a little impressed when I say that. I mean, most people don't even know we're still around. But we are. Keeping everybody safe. From the shadows. Aye. This city probably wouldn't even exist if it weren't for the Hunters Guild. Once, this realm was swarming with werewolves. Just as the next was with vampires. If it weren't for us, living here would be impossible. You might think I'm being cocky or overstating our importance, but it's true. People don't think about it much today. They have the privilege not to think about it, and for that, they can thank my forefathers and the other hunters who've given their lives to make this a safe place to live. I'm a killer. I'm no killer. Not the way you say it, anyway. I'm a hunter. I hunt vicious beasts that would tear your throat out just as soon as look at you. It's not like I'm killing people. Those things aren't people, they're monsters. And we have to rid the world of them. You know, I'm not used to... I shouldn't even have said. I'm not used to having to argue about this, whether it's right or wrong. Have you ever met a werewolf? If you'd met one and looked it in the eye, I don't think you'd be so quick to doubt what I do. Anyway, sorry. I don't mean to argue. I get it. Some people don't understand what it is that we do. They think our time is past. I mean, most people don't even know we exist. But no, we remain a bastion of safety. Without us, it wouldn't be long before the remaining wolves regrouped, multiplied, and before you know it, you'd be outnumbered again. Without the Hunters Guild, you'd all be toast. Think that if you like. You know, I respect your doubt. I respect that you have the guts to tell me that to my face. Most people, if they recognize what I am, would mutter behind my back. So, fair play to you. I like it, actually. And I guess that makes it my job to persuade you. Oh, yes. I'm in town for a reason. Like I said, I'm here for work. Just for a few days, most likely. I'm afraid to say that there's a good chance that after this evening, we'll never see each other again. Although, that's up to you. Ah, no. I don't think I can tell you that. I really shouldn't have told you what I do in a general sense. That was silly of me. Must have been the ale talking. Strong stuff. Actually don't drink a whole lot normally. Gotta stay sharp with my job. No, I really can't. Surely your curiosity is sated by knowing I'm a hunter. You understand why I can't tell you exactly what I'm doing here, don't you? No. Don't try to guess. And look, please keep it down, okay? Just a little. I know it's rowdy in here. Chances are nobody's going to overhear us, but you never know. Yeah, I'm cautious because, well, they walk among us, you know. Werewolves. You know what they are, right? Even if you've never seen one. Everybody knows. When they're not in the guise of hideous beasts, they look almost exactly like you and me. Unless you can get a good look in their eyes, or a good sniff of them if you've got the nose for it, then you just can't tell. As long as they've managed to find some clothes that aren't ripped to shreds, that's usually a sure sign, so look out for that. God, what a question. No. I don't think there are any among us tonight. Of course, as a seasoned hunter, I do make sure to have a good look around whenever I enter somewhere new. I was watching the door for a good quarter of an hour before I came in, and I took up in the corner for a bit after that as well. I wanted to make sure I wasn't being watched, and that there wasn't anybody else in here afraid of being watched either. They're shifty like that. No, I think we're safe. But you can never be sure. That's why it's so important that the Hunters Guild remains strong and anonymous. Aye. Fuck, I shouldn't have told you. Stupid of me. Don't know what came over me. No, you do seem good. You seem okay. I mean, you spoke your mind to me. I'd be more distrustful if it seemed like you were holding back. So, I'm sure it's fine. But, please, just keep this all to yourself, okay? What I am, nobody can know. You could tip it off. It? No, I just misspoke. Fuck. Why'd I say that? Dickhead. Fine. Look, I'll tell you. I'll tell you why I'm in town. God knows why. I don't know why I feel like I can tell you this stuff. Just promise, okay? Promise you won't tell anybody. Okay. Me and three other hunters, have been stalking this wolf for a while now. It's a weird one. Doesn't hunt in a pack like they normally do. It's tricky and slippery and stealthy. We've barely been able to keep up with it, testing all of our skills. And we think it's currently somewhere in the forest, just outside the city, but it won't be for long. It moves quick, like it's on a mission. So, we're keeping tabs on it, and trying to stay aware of its movements. Good question. I wish I had an answer. We don't really know what it's up to. Not for sure. But, a couple of times now, we've managed to talk to people that it's had a run-in with. That's pretty rare, you know. Normally, if someone has an encounter with a werewolf, they don't live through it. This one seems, I don't know. I don't want to say merciful. It's a beast like all the others. But still, there's something different in the way it operates. Yeah. Leaving people alive ain't usually the werewolf modus operandi. But anyway, these people say that it's looking for a cure of some kind. Which is nonsense, obviously. There's no such thing as a cure for lycanthropy, save for death. That's the cure that the Hunters Guild administers, and has administered for decades, to great effect, I'm sure you'll now agree. We don't really know how it's expecting to find a cure. It might have happened, but No, I can't say that. That's truly too far. Wait. No. How do you know about that? Who the fuck are you? Oh, just a rumor. Well, shit. I guess. You and I, we're gonna have to talk outside after this, you know. We are gonna have to stay in touch. I can't leave here tonight knowing there's someone with all this knowledge just wandering around. But, yes, you're right. The Werewolf Hunters Guild of this land does occasionally make contact with the Vampire Hunters League of the other land. And yes, the rumors you've heard, they're true. Vampirism was cured decades ago. Far as I know, there are no vampires left. But as a result, the Vampire Hunters League has disbanded. No, we don't want that. We don't want that fate for the Werewolf Hunters Guild. Not out of pride or out of defensiveness. No, we know it would be bad for this realm. Vampirism might be cured for now. But who knows what the future holds? The curse could change. It could come back. The world needs hunters like us. We're not willing to see the guild simply disappear. Not when we believe the world will always need us. No. Of course we're not going to try to adopt the cure. Aside from the reasons I've just given, frankly, and why not be frank seeing as I've already told you so much, we don't think werewolves deserve to be cured, not after the harm they've caused. A matter of survival? No. It's us who are trying to survive in the face of a threat that you clearly just don't understand. Who are you? Anyway, why have I told you everything? I just... What? You're a changeling. We heard that it was traveling with a changeling. It's you, isn't it? You're the one that's... Well, well. It is good at tricking powerful people into fighting for it, isn't it? You won't escape us, you know. Go on. Do your worst.